Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and today we will start discussing the Malacha of Makkah Patish, which is really a subcategory of Binyan Vestira Bekelim, so it's really a continuation of Baina, but we'll start being more specifically about Makkah Patish, and eventually, Met Hashem, we will get very soon, in a few shurim, we'll get to opening bottles and opening different packages and other shilas that are similar to that. But in order to get that very clear, we first have to get clear the halachas of Makkah Patish. The Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hey Mabez says, "Kol midi de isbe Gemara Malacha chayiv mishum Makkah Patish." Anything that's a Gemara Malacha is chayiv Makkah Patish. And there's a few Gemaras, different Gemaras, that bring down examples of things that are awesome mishum Makkah Patish. And we will enumerate some of those examples. The Gemara on Daf Lama Gimel Mabez says, if someone cracks off a splinter off a piece of wood, in order to make it into a toothpick to clean his teeth, he's chayiv mishum makkah patish, because he made a new keli. He took this big plank of wood, and I broke off a piece, and I made that into a toothpick. And even though this toothpick is disposable, I use it once, my teeth are in the garbage. There's still an iser, the raisa of makkah patish, because I created a new keli called a toothpick. That's one gemara. There's another gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Ches that says that you sewed a beged, you did it with a sewing machine, a nice big beged, a nice big dress, but it's still missing the opening for the neck. And now I cut open the opening for the neck, that's considered completing the keli, completing the beged, yosach chayev mishum makkah patish. A third case brought down in the Gemara, it's Gemara in Beya, that you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yontif or on Shabbos. Why? Because that is, I should really say on Shabbos, it's also to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. Yontif is a whole different story of Machshir Ach HaNefesh, but on Shabbos also to sharpen a knife, because that's Makkah Patish. I am fixing this knife and making, this is not even creating a keli. I have a keli. I'm just fixing it, I'm making it more complete. That's a also to on Shabbos. And lastly, another case is that you're now allowed to break, and this is the game for Yontif, we're allowed to cook. You have a big piece of pottery, you want to break a small piece in order to grill the fish on top of this piece of cheretz. Because you don't want to put the fish directly on the grill or burn the fish. So you want to get this like cutting board, this board, that's a grilling board, a grill board, but you don't have a small piece. So you break it off this big piece of pottery, you break off this piece of pottery and put it on the grill in order to grill the fish. Or you cut a piece of paper in order to put it under the fish. That is, both of those cases are usur, mishum, makkah, patish. It could be that's only ister abanan, you have to see the bir halacha and simen shim mem, sif yud gimel. But it's usur to do on Shabbos. Now, the first case we gave, the case of the splinter, the case of the toothpick, and the last case, the case of this piece of paper, both of them are disposable, and both of them are one-time use. Still, the halacha is that it's usur mishum makkah patish on Shabbos. It's still even stakim miskayim. It's still usur because of makkah patish. And this is brought down la halacha in other case, a case that in halacha, the shtelotzu, is in Simen Shin Chav Ches. There it talks about someone using a suppository on Shabbos, al refuah b'Shabbos, and it's a whole discussion there if you're allowed to do that on Shabbos or not. And the Mishmur writes like this, Kosav Chai Adam, the Cholzeh Moya Psila Asum Erev Shabbos. If it's a suppository which was made out of a piece of paper, it was a little cylinder made out of a piece of paper, that was used as a suppository. He said, only that's made from four Shabbos. Avalasis b'Shabbos ha Psila Hanal, if you want to make this suppository on Shabbos, Vafilu Oysa Oysa Meneyar, Shekarich Oysa Maksha Oysa, you roll it to make it hard, Yes, but Issa Daraisa, Mishmur says. Mishum Makkah Patish. Imlel Chosh Yeshvei Sakana. So clearly, even though it's a piece of paper, it's a suppository, it's a one-time use, it's still Chayiv Mishum Makkah Patish. Why? Because I created a Keli.